If I title this morning, I want to tell us and tell you, stay with Jesus. Stay close. Don't leave him. Don't ever drift now.
Right.
The hour is late. Many are turning back and they're walking away. Stay with Jesus.
Right.
Look at John 6:47. Jesus said, verily, verily, that means surely for a truth, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath what?
Everlasting
life. But you're going to have to do more than just believe. Let's go on. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. They're dead and are dead. Verse 50, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and what?
Not die.
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, truly for a certainty, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Look now at verse 60. Many, many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Who can understand it? What is Jesus a meaning by this? They were looking at it naturally. But Jesus was saying this, you must have me. You must have my spirit. You must have my words and my teachings in you. Take my yoke up on you, my laws and my teachings up on you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul.
Come on.
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is giving the meaning. He gives it. It's clear in verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. What Jesus was saying unto them was, I'm not talking literally of taking and eating my fleshly body and drinking my blood, but I am talking to you spiritually. It's when you hear my teachings, you hear my word, and you believe it and do it and act on it. It's then that you're partaking of me, and you have eternal life. Can you say this morning, Lord, let me forever have you. I want you in my heart, and I want to be a partaker, God, of you. What Jesus is saying, in order for us to have eternal life and to keep it, there must be a continual partaking of Christ. He likened it to natural eating and drinking. You do not eat just one meal and go on your way and live. You don't sit down at the table and eat and drink just one meal and go for days or go for weeks and months and be able to live. No, you'll never make it. You'll die. There must be a continual partaking of food and drink in the natural, or your physical body will weaken. You'll not be able to hold up. You'll break down.
Yeah.
Without eating in the natural, you'll not get the nourishment you need. You'll not stand up under pressure. You'll fall beneath the load. How many could say this morning, I need God more than anything in my life? Hallelujah. I tell you what, there's nourishment in eating. There's vitamins, there's proteins, there's minerals. Most of us will go out today probably to a fine restaurant and eat a good meal today. It makes us strong in the physical. But can I tell you, there is a spiritual partaking. There is a eating of the manna from heaven. Jesus said, my Father sent the manna in the wilderness. In the time of the Old Testament, he said, the fathers ate of that bread of heaven, but they're all dead. He said, but you're looking at me today, and I'm telling you that I am the bread of life. And if any man and eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And you raise your little hand and say, thank God, I have tasted that the Lord is good. I have tasted of his wonderful grace. Nobody can set a table like Jesus can. And you imagine when he fed the multitudes, he had them to sit down in companies of 50. The disciples said, just send them away, Jesus. Send them back to town and let them get victuals for themselves. But Jesus said, they need not depart. He said, I have compassion on them. He said, lest when I send them away, they faint. By the way, I'm telling you this morning, I don't want to faint. Not in this hour. I don't want to get weak. I don't want to buckle under pressure. I don't want to go down. I don't want to be sickly. I don't want to be weakly in the natural, but more than that, I want to be strong in my heart and in my spirit. I want to eat of that bread of heaven. And you give the Lord a wave offering this morning and say, thank God, his body was broken on a cross. Hallelujah. And his blood was shed to wash our sins all away. And if you're hungry this morning and you're really thirsty this morning, and it's been a long time since you sat down at the Lord's table, there is nourishment and there is a fullness. He satisfies the longing soul. He fills a hungry soul with goodness. And can you say, Lord, I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. Lord, would you feel the longing in my soul? Can I tell you this morning, that nothing outside of those doors, nothing will satisfy you. But blessed Jesus said, are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I got something in me and keeping me, and it's giving me strength. I'm telling you, if you eat of the Lord's bread and you drink of the water, it'll satisfy you. And you won't need the world. You won't want its drugs and its alcohol and its pleasures. I can tell you, he'll satisfy you. He'll make you joyous in the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
People are just barely going in life.
Praise the Lord.
They're just barely going.
Barely going.
Life to them means nothing.
No.
It's dull.
Yeah.
A lot of people's in a rut. Weak. And all they need is to eat what the Master's got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy.
Yeah.
Come on. Holy, holy, holy. Dull. Come on. This world's miserable.
Yeah.
They got a vacancy down in here. And nothing you could ever put in there would ever satisfy that craving and that desire. You know why you're here this morning? Because you're looking for something.
Looking for something.
You're wanting something. You're wanting life to have meaning to it.
Yeah.
You're here because the Spirit of God has dialed your number. Somebody might have invited you, but you've come. And you know that there's nothing out there that could ever satisfy you.
Mom.
But you're here this morning, and there's just something to cry down in your very soul. Lord, I'm hungry, and I need your peace.
Yes.
I need a hope. Come and eat at me, saith the Lord. Why spend your money for that which satisfies not?
Okay.
Spending your money for that which is not bread. Come to me. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, I'm a coming. Oh, God. Can you imagine being in that crowd that day? And when they heard that, Jesus is saying, you need a continual partaking. You won't go home today and do without. You will not go home and do without tomorrow. You will not go home, listen, and do without for a whole week. You won't go home and do without for a whole month. No, physically, you need that natural bread. And what I'm saying is every day that we live, we need the spiritual bread. We need the spiritual water. Come on, you'll crash. You'll fold up. You'll implode. And you'll go down. You won't be able to stand. You can't stand under the pressure. Eat. Hallelujah. You must eat.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Oh, God.
This is what Jesus is referring to is spiritually. If you want to be strong and to hold up in your trials and to be able to endure and go on, if you want to hold up, if you want to maintain and keep the victory down in your heart, you want to keep that abundant life, that eternal life, you must continually eat and partake of me every day, Jesus said. Every week, every day, every month, and every year. You can't let up and quit.
Right.
Don't ever stay home and miss a meal when Jesus is setting a table.
Come on.
He's still calling his children to come
and die.
He's
calling.
Yes.
He's a calling. Come on, raise your little hand. He's a calling. He's a calling. He's a calling. Brother Jason, the time is short.
Time is short.
Time is short. And the Lord's a calling. He's a sending out wake-up calls. Sister Alicia, we're getting text all the time. This one gets copperhead bit. They're in a hospital. I have to work to bring them back to. Another is in an accident, a horrible accident. They're torn all to pieces. Going to have years of rehabilitation. Rods are holding them together. A backslider on God. The other one's a sinner. What is God doing? He's trying his best to draw the soul to him. Hallelujah. Wake up calls.
Wake up.
I don't want anything bad to happen to me. I don't want anything bad to happen to my family. I don't wake me up. But I say, Lord, I need you. And I'm going to continually partake of you. I'm going to be faithful, Rachel. And I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to stay with God. Others will walk away. They don't want it. But I can't live without it, Brother Scotty. He gave me something a long time ago, and it's brought joy, it's brought happiness, and I'm free. I thank God from this world of sin. It don't hold no charm. Do you see any chains on me? The fetters have been broken, and Jesus lives in my heart. He's still the master. Raise your hand and praise him.
Amen.
He still satisfies. He still fills a hungry soul with his goodness. Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
Jesus is saying, don't spend your money for that which ain't bread.
Yeah.
And labor for that which satisfies not. Come to me and eat that which is good.
Yes.
Look at verse 66. From that time, Brother J.R., I wept here. I cried in my study. From that time, many of his disciples, what's the next two words?
Went back.
Oh God, Jason.
Yeah.
What are they going back to?
Where are they going to go?
What are they going to? You can't leave Jesus now.
No.
Don't walk away from him now.
No.
They went back and walked no more with him. Oh, how sad. Verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They ain't nobody can do me like you, Jesus. Nobody can love me like you can, Lord. Nobody has hope but other than in you, Jesus. Raise your little hand. Nobody can help me. Nobody can keep me safe. Nobody can keep me happy. I'm telling you, where would you go? To whom shall you go to? And Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God, and you have that which makes us happy, Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood did not reveal that unto you, but my Father which is in heaven showed you that I am his very only begotten Son, and I came here to minister to you all.
Yes.
And to give you life.
Yes.
Oh God, we're not leaving you.
Come on.
I think the saddest word you could ever hear anybody say, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Lord have mercy, don't say it. Don't even think it.
Come on, Will. Come
on.
Holy God.
Yeah.
If my Savior was here and he was telling me, son, if you really, really want to be happy, eat of the bread that I give you. I love you so much, I'm going to the cross. And I'm going to die for you. And the blood that courses through my veins, I'm going to shed every drop of it for you, son. Would you stay with me? Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, you have no life in you. Jesus is to say, all of my teachings, I came from the Father to give you a message, to teach you, to show you the way to heaven. Now nobody else can do it. Help me, Lord. You think, Brother Scotty, after what God's brought me and you out of, do you ever think that I would get low enough that I would say, I'm leaving?
Come on, brother.
That's right.
Not now.
Try, brother.
Oh, Lord, I feel him this morning. Alicia, I've served him too long.
Too long.
I can't leave now.
Can't leave.
Right. I can't go away now.
No.
If anything, Jesus, I'll run to you.
Yeah.
And I'll fall at your feet. And I'll say, Lord, help me. Can you raise your little hand and say, Brother Tommy, there's times in my life that I've needed him to lift me up. I've needed him to encourage me. I tell you, nobody can encourage you like Jesus can. Lord, I want to stay with you. And I want to hold your hand. Come on, take hold of that nail-scarred hand. Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Woo! Give me my way, my bread. I'm staying with God. I'm a running to Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes,
amen.
Lord. Come on, come on.
Right,
oh, yes. Oh, Father.
We're leaving you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
And Acts 12 disciples says, we are not leaving. We're not leaving you.
Stay with
you. They might not believe you and your words, Lord. They might not want your teachings, but we sure do.
We want it.
We can't live or make it without you, Master.
Right.
We want to hold on. How many wants to hold on this morning? Thank you, Lord. Oh, Master. Hallelujah. We want to keep that eternal life. We can't leave you now after all that we've seen and heard and felt. We just can't turn back, Lord, now. We've already started out to go all the way. Can you say this morning? I burnt the bridges behind me. All the strings of this world, I've cut them. I've severed the world. And I'm going with Jesus. Raise your hand and say, I'm going with you, Lord. You got eternal life. You love me with an everlasting love. I feel him this morning. He's been too good to me.
Yeah, man.
Woo! Glory. Glory. Glory to his name. I have my ups and my downs too. I have my battles and my trials. I've been through the fire. Elisha, I've waded through the flood. But I've been telling you there's something about that solid rock. Hallelujah. God is my rock. And he is my salvation. He's the chief cornerstone of the building. He holds it all together. Raise your hand and praise him. I thank God a long time ago, over 45 years ago, I bowed at an old altar of prayer, and I dug deep. I said I dug deep, and I built my house upon a rock. Can I tell you this morning, the floods have come, and the rains have descended, and they beat against this house, but I still stand. I still stand. I hold on to Jesus. I praise him. The storms will come, but you can make it, and you can stand. I tell you, God will keep you. If you want to be kept, you can make it, and you can serve God.
You're right, Brother Thomas. Praise God. Come on now. You can make it.
And you say right now, I want it. I want it, and if I don't have it, I sure miss it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. I want more, Lord. I want more. There's a craving in my soul. I feel God right here. There's a craving in me. Come on, don't turn back now. Don't drift now. You're here this morning. You're here this morning. God's a draw, and oh, he'll satisfy you. He'll help you.
Yes, come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I got so deep in this, I felt like I was right there.
Yeah.
Come on.
I get so deep in it, I feel like I'm right in the midst.
Come on.
Listen. If you could have been there that day, in the midst of that bunch of people, John records that there were many followers. Many disciples. What would your reaction have been when Jesus said he was the living bread that you must have to live? What would have been your reaction? Knowing that Jesus was standing right in front of you and God sent him to give you a message. And you were looking him right in the face.
Yeah.
Everybody, listen, every person in that crowd that day would make a decision.
Yeah.
You listening?
Yeah.
Would they fully believe and follow him? These souls in that crowd, oh God, did not realize this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It won't ever present itself again. To these people in this place, it won't present itself again. Where was this place, Brother Tommy? It was a town called Capernaum. John said that Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee, oh Lord, to reach the souls in Capernaum and give them an opportunity and a chance to serve him and follow him. Cross the sea.
Yeah.
Come on.
God's done a whole lot, Brother Scotty, to get to us and to reach
yes,
us.
Sir.
He made a long trip from glory just to give us a message here this morning.
Yeah, he did.
It tore me up that I cried when I read this, that they turned, many turned and went back. Jesus always drew a crowd everywhere he went. People would follow him. They would follow him as long as he fed them the bread and the fish.
Yeah.
But when he presented to them the ways of the Lord to serve and please God and walk in his precepts, they turned and they walked away.
Yes.
Right. They went back home, back to their farms and their jobs and back to their social interests. I've never in my life been more sick of a world than I am right this morning.
Right.
The peer pressure, the apostasy, and people don't want God, they just want him out of society. You ever see such a pleasure-laden age and everything is pleasure and entertainment and nobody thinks about their soul?
Right.
That's right.
Nobody wants the truth.
Right.
They would rather have the pleasures of sin for a little season.
Right.
But this season, Brother Scotty's going to run out. What then? What then?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
It's going to run out.
It'll run out on you. Your years will run out on you. David said, my lifespan in your sight, Lord, and even to me when I view it, it's just a handbreadth. From the tip end of my thumb, out of the tip end of my finger. He said, I'm an old man. He said, I've spent my life out. And it just seems like a little vapor, a little handbreadth. And Solomon wrote it. He said that the spinning wheel will run out of thread. Until your life will run out. Raise your little hand and say, I want it, Jesus. I want Jesus. When it comes my time to leave, I want the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
I want him.
Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us.
Jesus. Help us,
Lord. I remember, and I'll say this, it came to me. We had a 4th Street revival in Ashland, Kentucky.
Yep.
That revival went 6 weeks. I preached, I think, what, every night except two, something like that.
Yeah.
I tell you, that devil fought me.
Oh, yeah.
My back was a horrible mess. I was working at that time, Brother Scott. They called me up in that pulpit, and I'd get my Bible, and I'd walk up like this, up at that pulpit, and open my Bible. I mean, full of pain. And I'd read my scripture, and when I opened my mouth, my back went, whoosh. I preached in his wonderful spirit. Woke Mary up in the middle of the night, right in the middle of the revival. My ear canal swelled completely shut. Felt like the side of my head would blow off. I said, Lord, have mercy, I need help. She took me to, I think, St. Mary's with her. Went in there and they had to doctor my ear and put this, looked like a gauze about this long, soak it in medicine and poke it way back in my eardrum. It was swelled shut. Oh, Lord, give me some pain medicine, sent me home. I'd go into the church service that night. They called me up there, and I felt like a dump truck had run right over top of me. I mean, pain. I pushed, I went. Called me up there in that pulpit, that was Scotty, and I'd open my Bible. And that sweet anointing would come down. We had 18 people saved in that revival. Some whole families were saved. A whole family came to Jesus in that revival. Four after the revival closed, we had 22 people saved.
Well,
I said all that to say this. It was in Mary's family, and I won't say who it was, but they came, a husband and wife, and they sat right back in that area in that church. Holy Ghost conviction. Twice, Brother Scotty, I don't know if you've ever seen it. You probably have, but I saw the glory of God twice in my life, and it was in that revival. And the best way that I could describe it was as if you was underwater in clear water, like in a swimming pool, you clear water, and you would open up your eyes under that water, real wide open, and there was the brightest light shining. The rays would shine right down through that water. That is the glory of God that appeared.
Yeah.
God was in that revival.
Oh, yeah.
I stood right here and I watched the cloud come in the church.
Yes, power.
People come out of wheelchairs. People were healed. People were saved. 18 in that revival were saved. And the lights, we had lights in there like this right here. And I looked at the lights and it almost didn't look real. It looked like the lights had took on a different form. The glory, the Shekinah glory filled it. I gave an altar call, and I don't remember the message I preached, but I looked right directly to that couple. She held on to the back of that seat. I'm telling you the truth. She was a weeping and a crying, and the tears was rolling down her face, and she was jerking. I watched her knuckles turn white. I offered both of them, Jesus. I preached as hard and as sweet as I could preach and gave that altar call. And because he didn't go to the altar, she didn't. She's in a mess today, lives in another state, a life torn all to pieces. That was in 1985 or 1986. She turned Jesus away just like many of those. I don't want it. I don't want it. Not now. Not now. Listen to me. The people that was in that crowd that day did not realize, Brother Charlie, they would get the final altar call. It pays to answer God when He calls and when He draws.
Yes.
If you turn Him away, when He knocks at the heart's door, He may never deal again. When He walks away, when you walk away, you'll go through dry places. No spirit. One man said it this way. He said, how can you answer a phone when it ain't a ringing?
Yeah.
You can pick it up all day long. He said, if nobody's there calling you, you can talk. Jesus said to them, no man can come unto me except my Father which has sent me draw him. Oh, I feel the Lord. I feel a seriousness this morning. Don't walk away. Don't drift away. Run to God. Run while He's calling. Run to Him while He's drawing. God's a speaking and the Holy Ghost is dealing. Raise your little hand and say, I need God. Hallelujah.
I need God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Come on.
When he calls, answer the call, answer the call.
Come on.
Okay. I'm going to end this here. I see daddies and mommies in that crowd. Oh, yeah, I do. I see brothers and I see sisters. Some even had their children with them.
Yeah.
Some held their little babies in their arms. The ground that they all stood on that day was sacred ground because Christ stood there and was teaching. We don't ever read where Jesus came back to preach to that same people.
Come on.
Now the city today lays in ruins. Just a few pillars remain standing. It's crumbled with the elements under age. It's dissolved. Everything is gone. And so are the souls that were there that day. They're gone. Sadly, they are gone into eternity. They had turned and went away and walked away from Jesus. They lived out their life, and now they're waiting on the judgment. We'll never know how these families turned out. We'll never know, Brother Scotty, what their children turned out to be. Of those that turned back, your family's more important to you than that. Your soul is more important to God than that. Raise your head and say, I'm staying with Jesus. Draw me, Lord, and I'll follow you.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Would you all come? They will all meet Jesus again.
We'll stay with Jesus.
He won't be their Savior the next time.
No.
But He'll be their judge.
Yeah.
As Jesus turned and looked at His remaining disciples who stayed near Him. Can you say this morning, Brother Jason, I feel Him here.
Yeah.
Lord, keep me near the cross. Keep me under the blood. Lord, I need a cleansing. I need a washing. I need a purging. I need your atonement, Lord. I need your forgiveness. I need a restoring. Lord, draw me to the cross. Let me stay near the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus looked at each of His 12 disciples in the eyes and said, will you also go away? In essence, Peter answered, Lord, you're the only one that we can go to. You're the only one who has our answers.
Where else can we go?
You're the way to heaven, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're the way, the truth, and the life. I can't get there without you. Would you stand? Would you stand this morning? I can't get to heaven without God.
Right.
I can't make it, Brother Scotty, to heaven without Jesus. I must have Him. You have the words of eternal life, Jesus. And we've made up our mind right here on this sacred ground in Capernaum. We're going to serve you, Lord, and follow you. Peter finished with these words. We believe and we're sure that you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's find a place and call on God this morning. Let's cry to Him. I need a lot of things in my life, yeah. But the most important thing I need is Jesus. He's the only one that can keep me and save me in the end. Let's pray. Let's pray, please. Are you sure? Do you need Him? Do you want Him?
Restore your hopes and dreams and love you like no other. Take you underneath his wings, restore.